Thank you very much. I am going to change a little bit. We are going to pass to a crop level now, not just organ, like the previous person. I am from Chile. I am a professor, a visiting professor here in the University of Florida. So I've been working in this prediction model, just try to know a little bit things that we need to address in Florida. One of the things it is that winter production in Florida has to adjust to the price of the market. The price of the market are showing there in blue color, where you can see that are bigger here in November, December, and decline to March. But the production curve show that to adjust this production, you have two waves of production that are at the beginning, you can see there. And then the big production is produced in a time where the price is declining. So we need to know how to adjust this all from the ecological point of view. The people there was working a lot of time, trying to develop models to predict weekly strawberry fruit yield, adjusting, like I can see there, adjusting the flower numbers that you can have and predict how the number of fruit you can get related with the temperature. But we can see there that these three waves of production of the flowering and three waves of fruiting that can be shown in the experiment in 2005, 2006, in the season, and 2006, 2007, that there is certain waves of production here. So I decided to try to model that, try to make a more physiological approach to understand how efficiently we can adjust crop yield to the market prices, define what we are calling early yield, really, to compare yield, compare cultivars, and agronomic strategies to production through the years, and a need a more comprehensive understanding on flowerings and fruiting waves, and a modeling flowering, trying to know how to develop going with the temperature. So what I proposed was try to describe this wave using a Gaussian equation. This Gaussian equation gives us the opportunity to have three parameters: the area, the mean value, and the standard deviation. So we can predict now how long lasts each wave. But to do that, I am going to use a different approach, just the normal one, that it's growing degree days. I want to use an old-fashioned idea that was called physiological days. Physiological days means that you adjust the temperature to a maximum or the optimum of the temperature, and also adjust a maximum and a minimum of the temperature that you use. In this way, we know that below that, they don't grow, and after that don't grow, and given the maximum point to where is the optimal temperature. This is very useful here in Florida because you have a warm climate, which is in the September, in the period that you plant the crop, and then it started to decline a little bit, but you never have the freezing. You have mostly this problem of the warmer climate. Well, here, the first thing I did is started to model the data of McKenzie and Chandler, the paper that I show you. So I took the data here, the blue points, and I adjust the Gaussian equation to all the periods. We have a very good adjustment, as you can see there, you know, between the data. And now I have the opportunity to describe the area, the standard deviation, and the mean value for all of these. Assuming that the two standard deviation give me the 95% of the population, as we know, that in normal distribution happened. So for the two years, I modeled the blue points are the flowering and the red points are the fruiting. So we can model the flowering and the fruiting unrelated to the dates at this moment in all both seasons. So I could model both of them. And to show the difference between the approach I am using, which is physiological bidets, against to growing degree days, I compare the two physiological days against degree days. In general, you can have a good, very good relation, 1.7, one is another. But if you go by details, October, the value was 2.5, the slope. Then declined to 1.8. They declined to 1.57 in December. And in January, it's 0.97. It's almost 1-to-1. So they don't, this idea, give you a more relation with the temperature and effect, real and effect on the crops. When I compare 1 year to another, the data I obtain now in the days, I can see that they fit very well in a relation, in a linear relation. But it is a little deviate from one. You know, if they were, the relation were perfect, it should be one. But it shows a little deviation, 85. So given that 1 year to another is not the same. So I wonder why. So I look for radiation. You can see that the radiation, I call the maximum radiation, taking the points here, that you can have, it is related to latitude, you know, at the place and you're being, and external radiation that you receive. But these are the real radiation that you receive in each place because of the cloudiness. You know, there is a cloudiness factor that doesn't allow that the crop receive all the radiation. If I took these and I make a factor, cloudiness factor, you can have the maximum radiation minus the actual radiation divided by the maximum radiation. I found it that the relation between the season 2000, 2006, 2006, 2007 was around 0.83. So the cloudiness give me the deviation, or at least suggest that. To validate all these ideas, Dr. Aguijara allowed me to work with two experiments that they have been collecting flowers and numbers of fruits. So I used both experiments from 2018 and the season 18 to 19. Both of them has planted more or less the same time, more or less the same plant density, and was evaluated more or less in the same way. Here I model the flowering. Here I'm going to show some modeling of flowering. You can see I can describe very well, or relatively well, I would say well, both Florida Radiance and Florida Beauty. So I can see that now there is certain difference between the crop or the cultivar that they were using. And also, I describe here probably there is 3 and 4 flowering period. When I modeled now the fruit number in the same year, 17 and 18, I can see I have a very relative well description of the fruit for both Radiance and Beauty. And also, I done the same for the season 17 and 18. And here we have Florida Radiance, Beauty, the same broad cultivar. I think that is relatively well described. And the same here with the new variety, with new cultivar that is using nowadays that is called Florida Brilliance. I can use this approach now to see how the effects are at the cultivar. Here we can see, just isolate the first wave of fruiting. You can see that are different. Cultivar Beauty has differences between against two Brilliance and Radiance, but are almost the same in the second and in the third wave. So show me that the difference between the cultivar was only practically in the first wave of production. When I compare all the data, compare all the data between one season to other, only the fruiting data, you can see that again, if I divide it by cloudiness in the season, I find the same deviation again. So, and here I put in more purple color the cultivar beauty, which seems to have here a little deviation or particular deviation that we have to explore later. So I conclude that the flowering and fruiting wave are related to temperature as index of physiological change in strawberry yields. For horticultural management purpose, we suggest to divide phenology developing in two phases, the decisive point of phases should be at the end of the second wave of fruiting, which in turn was coincidental with the peak of the third wave of flowering. The moment of flowering and fruiting had some variation with the cultivar use, particularly the first wave of fruiting and flowering, and the wave of fruiting could be used as a tool for studying agronomic aspect of the strawberry yield and would allow to compare different sites on the strawberry yields. I want to acknowledge all the members of the Dr. Aihara Horticultural Lab and at the Greek and the Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, especially Bill Wong, who did the measurement of and collect the data of the fruit data, Tiare, Chris, Lillian, Tyler, Mander, which works hardly in that lab, and as Aleida, Shenyo, Jose, Associate Maria. To all of them, thank you. So we need to answer questions. Yeah, what I did was this. I have this presentation ready for that. First, I took the flowering and fruit related.
It's the other way around.
Here, I did the graphic first, with the data collected and arrange it weekly because they have two collections per week. So I did it weekly. Before to adjust the Gaussian equation.
Sorry, that's my clock.
Before to adjust the Gaussian equation, what I did was distribute the data when overlap in a way that can be the addition of them can give you. Let me see. Here is more clear. Here, the addition of them, this and this, give this point. Okay. So it is very clear that the first wave is not a problem because the first wave you have until here practically all belong to that wave. The problem is when they translating. So what I did first, putting each date and giving me the sum of that. And after that, then I feed the waves and everything. So after that I compare, measure date against to estimate. But estimated in the way that we put before. So if this adjustment is one, means I think right. Because I divided in a good way just to describe this phenomenon. So after that, they only work with this parameter, the mean, the standard deviation, and the error, just to compare everything.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.